This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. Are you like the rest of America and are you ready to kick out 2016 and ring in the new year? Or hey, 2016 wasn't so bad after all. I don't think I've ever heard people complain so much about a year as I did this time around this past year. And I would say, personally, there were some highlights and some lowlights, just like in anybody's life. I think this is the way life is. You get a couple of curveballs and you get some fabulous fastballs that if you stroke them right, they go out of the park. And there were many things that happened, I think, in the world of politics, business, sports, the buzz in your backyard and mine, that were stroked out of the park. Some of you along the way told me about the highlights of your life this past year, and so many of you included that you actually spent some time with family and friends where normally you were rushed, running around, focused on doing so many things that you felt like you weren't enjoying the moment. And I probably got about 10 emails in the last couple of weeks, where this is a time for reflection for a lot of people, where you reflected back on what 2016 was like for you, and some of you said it wasn't all that bad. But more people than not, I think, are saying it was that bad. So what was it about 2016 that was so awful? If you didn't like Hillary Clinton and you hated the Obama administration, then you had to have been happy about the results of the election. So that would be a highlight. On the other hand, if you abhor Donald Trump, can't believe he was elected, then you're not happy and in shock and debating whether or not you're going to move to Canada. You better hurry up. Time is ticking. The website keeps crashing. Then you're in that camp. Now, here's what I wonder. I wonder, you know, at this point, if you are Hillary Clinton, I think, you know, to me, if you're Hillary Clinton, I think you just take your bat and your ball and you go home, because there is still the chance of, remember, people screaming, lock her up, that there could be more looks into the Clinton Foundation or several other areas when she was at state, that if Trump wanted to, they could continue to press that point. Personally, I don't think he'll do that. As we move into a new year, that means new laws kick into place. More people are going to have access to pot for medical reasons and for recreational use, because that's how the vote went in some states. There's going to be pay rising for millions of people, because 19, as far as minimum wage is concerned, 19 states increased minimum wage. California raises its wage to $10. New York State has kind of a regional thing, $11 in New York City, $10 in the suburbs, and $9.70 in some other places. So there's a big increase there. Arizona, Maine, Colorado, Washington all increase their minimum wage as well. So does Florida, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, Ohio, and South Dakota automatically raise this. So there's one law that kicks in, and then there are others where there's not, adjustments aren't being made. The national minimum wage, somebody asked me this, was last raised to $7.25 in 2009. So $7.25 in 2009. I knew it was seven something, but I couldn't answer the question. So there is certainly one of the big arenas that will change for some people. Other new laws across the country include, besides, as I mentioned, marijuana. So as the new year rings in, some will ring in the new year with something, you know, completely different. Other new measures that kick into effect, I thought was pretty interesting if you kind of did a roundup thing. In Alaska, for example, I just found this. You ready for this? We need some levity, right? In Alaska, if you see a sleeping bear, it's illegal to wake it up for a photo opportunity. No selfie with a bear that's awake. I mean, who's doing that? Obviously, some people did it. How about this? In California, you can't allow your dog, let him off the leash, to go pursue a bear or a bobcat at any time. How about this? And I'm not kidding you. This is not made up. In Connecticut, a pickle does not become a pickle until it bounces. Yep, it's a law. The pickle has to bounce. In Delaware, you can't sell the hair of a dog. Is this not fun? How about this? In Idaho, if you give someone you love or someone you like or just a friend a box of chocolates weighing more than 50 pounds, it's illegal. Where do I get a 50-pound box of chocolate? I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know any. How about this? In Louisiana, it's a $500 fine for sending a pizza man to a friend's house without them knowing. How crazy is that? Because it's a big prank, and apparently it's a big problem in Louisiana. Yeah, I'm going to order that pepperoni pizza and show him who's boss. I've never thought of doing that to anyone. How about this in Maine? I love, love, love this. I like driving around and seeing people's Christmas decorations and their lights, and people do such a classy, fabulous job. But what if you have the neighbor who over-decorates, over-enthusiastic neighbor, and the lights are streaming into your bedroom at night, and the music is still playing? Do you know it's illegal for Christmas decorations to still be up after January 14th? I'm serious. How about this? No sense of humor here. In Massachusetts, you can't own an explosive golf ball. Gosh, even my mother, God rest her soul, had such a great sense of humor. She gave somebody an exploding golf ball once. I was there to witness the tee off, and I thought it was hilarious. In Michigan, a woman can't cut her own hair without her husband's permission. Think about that for a minute. I'm just saying. Oh, we got some others. Coming up at the tail end of the show, Nail the Score. Plus, we're going to the movies in the segment before that. When we come back, more of these really hysterical laws.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Around the bend, we're going to go to the movies. Big time to take people to the movies. Go to the movies, see your once-a-year movie. If you're going to see a movie once a year, what are you going to spend it on? What movie is that going to be? We'll talk about it. Plus, we are doing Nail the Score coming up in our last segment. So keep your eyes open, alert, and ready to nail the score at the tail end of this show. Talking about strange laws that kick in as we roll into 2017. How about in Minnesota, using goldfish as bait is against the law. How many people in Minnesota are doing that? Who puts that law on the books? And then in Mississippi, high school teachers can't have sex with their students. Well, no kidding. There's a law for that already everywhere in the world, isn't there? Or at least in the United States. In Missouri, you can't drive with an uncaged bear. There's a thing about bears. In Alaska, you can't wake them up to take a picture. And in Missouri, you can't drive with them when they're uncaged. In Nebraska, whale fishing is illegal. I don't know. I think it'd be kind of interesting. How about this? In Nevada, a man can't buy drink for more than three people at a time. Why is that? Maybe because of what they think could happen to those drinks. I'm not sure. So what if you have to, you're the person, you go up to the bar to order some beer for your buddies. You can't do it. If there's one or two of you, but not if there is three of you. In New Hampshire, and this is crazy for you people listening to us in New Hampshire, it's illegal to show a movie before 2 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many early matinees lots of people go to across America where it's like 11 o'clock in the morning? There's a chain called Alamo where they capitalize on that and they serve breakfast. They can't do it there. In New Jersey, if you've been arrested for drunk driving, you can never, no matter how much of a price you pay and apologize and serve time or do whatever it is you do, you lose the privilege of personalized license plates. Think that's going to dissuade anyone? You're going to like this. In New Mexico, these were just too good for me not to roll on them, by the way. There's so much to talk about, like the whole Russian hacking thing and whatnot. We could even talk about predictions for 2017. But I like this. New Mexico, idiots cannot vote, nor can insane people. Okay, didn't we just go through this? In New York, you can't sell the fur of a cat. Ugh, no skinning the cat and selling the fur. This is insano. And I know a few bars that we put out of business if they couldn't do this. But in North Dakota, beer and pretzels can't be served at the same time. No pretzels. You want beer? You want pretzels. One or the other. How about this? And I think this is, I have to say, is actually hilarious. In North Carolina, bingo games can't last more than 5 hours. Maybe blood clots. I'm not sure. Tiredness. In Ohio, because this must happen a lot, it's illegal to get a fish drunk. In Oklahoma, wrestling a bear is unlawful. That's our third bear law in the United States. How about this? In Oregon, hunting in cemeteries is forbidden. I'm not even going to touch that one. What if there's a zombie? In Pennsylvania, it's a crime to tell a fortune teller where to dig for buried treasure. Hey, where's that fortune teller? Madam Cleo, where are you today? How about this? In Rhode Island, any marriage in which either party is an idiot or a lunatic is null and void. Oh, my. How do you prove that? And are you enjoying this? I hope you're enjoying this, America. In South Carolina, you have to be at least 18 to play a pinball machine. I don't know, the type of people that hang out at arcades, whatever. This one I love. It would be my fantasy to actually do this, but I apparently can never do it in South Dakota. You can't sleep in a cheese factory in South Dakota. In Tennessee, you can't share your Netflix password. Whoops. You want to use your friend's account? What are you kidding? In Texas, it's illegal to point a laser beam at a plane. Now, that makes sense because you don't want the plane to crash, and there have been problems with that. In Utah, oh, well, we could really have fun with this one. It's illegal to cause a catastrophe. Really? I thought I would somehow throw a tsunami at Utah. In Vermont, you're not allowed to intentionally kill a bird with a plane. I can't imagine that many people are doing that. You're going to love this. In Virginia, it's illegal to tickle women. No tickling. Oh, these just are incredible. How about this? In Washington, all lollipops are banned. The no fun place. Lollipops. In Wisconsin, they're protecting their inmates. You can't serve butter substitutes in prison. We want real butter. I just can't. Some of these I just can't believe. There's very few that make sense to me. Maybe I'm missing the point somewhere, somehow. I don't know. You're going to love this one. In Hawaii, you can't use imitation milk in a milkshake without warning the drinker. Warning, imitation milk coming your way. All right, and I'm going to give you one more. I hope you are tuned in, America. In Georgia, you can't keep an ice cream cone in your back pocket on Sundays. Were kids taking in ice cream cones and it was melting all over the pews? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying, okay? So it doesn't make any sense to hack. Right? I think it infuriates me. It happened to me, actually. I had a Ukrainian hack. That's what at least the web person is saying, where my sites went down and everything had to be scrubbed over and everything else. And somehow they attach, they fish, they look, whatever. It could have been much more disastrous than it was. Certainly I'm not running for president of the United States, but the current president, not the president-elect, Obama, expelled 35 Russian diplomats over hacking. Yes, it's true. They closed two Russian compounds in New York and Maryland in response to a campaign of harassment by Russia against American diplomats in Moscow. So Donald Trump, in the meantime, is saying it's time to move on, while Obama is saying it's time to look deeper. If you split the difference, what happens when Trump comes in? He gets briefed. He decides what he wants to do. His own people are in charge. But he said he would meet with U.S. intelligence officials on this situation after President Obama issued the sanctions. But he said it's time for our country to move on to bigger and better things. He did say, it is in the interest of the country and its great people. I will meet with leaders and the intelligence folks next week in order to be updated. Well, that makes sense because he gets the updates too. President Obama issued executive orders Thursday that expelled those diplomats and closed those compounds. And one of the things that Trump said is, I think that computers have complicated lives very greatly. The whole age of computers has made it where nobody knows exactly what's going on. What's going on? What's going on is hackers are brilliant. They make these codes. They figure out ways to troll. They're sick, twisted, awful people for what they've done to so many others. And it's, you know, so many other people. And when they hack it and get their information. But the bottom line is they know how to do it. And they get bigger and better at it, and it is attack, attack, attack until you get what you want. Until you get what you want. We'll see where that goes. Name calling continues as this next president is up to bat pretty soon. Not a surprise, George Soros, longtime Democratic megawatt, heavy contributor to Hillary Clinton's campaign and Democrats across the board, says Trump is a con artist and would-be dictator. The billionaire says that democracy is now in crisis after the election of Donald Trump. He said Trump's presidential victory and anti-European Union sentiment will help to empower dictators around the globe. Do you think democracy is in crisis? That's scary. We're going to the movies next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moment. How many of you spent some time at the movies this year? Did you spend any time at all? Was there a movie you had to go and see? You wanted to go and see a movie, so you decided, you know what, I'm going to go. I'm not normally a movie goer, but I'm going to go see a movie. To me, movies, when they're done well, are a great escape. That's what it's about. So movie going for me is more about an escape, I think, than, you know, anything else. And with that in mind, there are a whole bunch of movies that have come out. There's a whole bunch of movies that are coming out in the next couple of weeks, and then you go back to award shows and everything else. And then by the time you get back into May, some of the big blockbusters are back on your doorstep again. I think animation is really good these days. So if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. You're probably taking kids to movies a lot. If you like blockbuster movies like the Marvel comics and whatnot, they're in their heyday, I think, again, another resurgence. But overall, movie going, I think, is down, down, down. And like I said, I think it can be the great escape, but the movie has to be good, and therein lies the problem, looking for those gems, those great movies. So, speaking of animation, this is a movie that is highly touted, has gotten some pretty decent reviews, and some others not quite as good, but It is an interesting concept. The movie is called Sing.
La, la, la.
You ready, big guy?
Yeah! I'm, like, totally ready!
Everyone in the city gets a shot at being a star in our singing competition.
This stage is about to explode with Major Piggy Power!
Yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's all right, cause I get things cooking.
Come, my lady, come, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Oh, my gosh, look at her butt. Oh, my gosh. Look at her.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
If you want to become stars and win $100,000, then you better be ready to work harder than you've ever worked in your life.
Yes, that was very bad.
We're strong. There's no hero.
Where were you?
I was at a rehearsal.
Dad, I don't want to be in your gang. I want to be a singer.
How did I end up with a son like you?
I can sing, but I get so scared.
Come on! Be confident! Don't you want this?
I'm back.
What is going on here?
Don't let fear stop you from doing the thing you love.
You know what's great about hitting rock bottom? There's only one way left to go, and that's up!
That's my son!
She's not even that good.
Yeah, totally.
I can't move. I'm terrified.
Just see.
I'm sorry,
Why aren't you rehearsing?
I'm through. They said I'm an intolerable egomaniac. I don't even know what that means.
All right, so seems kind of clever to me. If I had a small child, I would probably be interested in going to see Sing. It might be good for a stream. And the idea is just like all the shows where you've got people auditioning and singing. It's kind of this version, but instead it's, it's a 3D animated musical comedy that's produced and put on the big screen as an animation blockbuster. The reviews, like I mentioned, have been kind of interesting. One said Sing is a funny animal jukebox musical cartoon. How about this? Another person said, was this sad, honest mediation on the fickle nature of show business originally pitched as being quite so bleak? Ooh. Anyway, that is Sing, and you may recognize some of the voices. That includes Scarlett Johansson, Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Seth MacFarlane, to name just a few. All right, we move from Sing to our next one, and this is big, Carrie Fisher. I mentioned her death. There's a little cameo of Carrie Fisher in here. I say cameo, kind of a throwback to Princess Leia, actually. And it's called Rogue One.
King, whatever I do, I do it to protect you. So you understand?
I understand.
You want to get out of here?
Our rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire. I think you might be able to help us.
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this? It appears he is critical to the development of the super weapon. If
grandfather built this thing. We need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
It's, Rogue. Rogue One.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance do we have? We have hope. Rebellions are built on hope. We have no idea we're coming.
Take hold of this moment. The force is strong.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
We will take the next jump. And the next jump. Rebels on you?
Save the rebellion! Save the dream!
Rogue One, a Star Wars story. I saw it with my nephew while I was away visiting my family. 2 hours, 13 minutes, so it's not a short deal. It is pretty long. He, in fact, leaned over to me and said, oh, hey, Kate, this is so long. But he liked it, and it's gotten great reviews, 85% Rotten Tomatoes, which is an aggregate site. It takes all the different, critical views that are out there and mixes them into one, let's say. I think it's pretty well done. I enjoyed it. I liked it. The cast includes Felicity Jones and Riz Ahmed is one of the guys in it. You'd recognize him certainly if you saw him. But anyway, it's a story because now we're going back to those prequels of what happened. So if you're into Star Wars, this is just more of this epic space feature that continues to thrive and survive, and it's a new generation, I think, for some of the people who are starting to get into, some of the younger people who are starting to get into Star Wars. And it's, again, Rogue One, a Star Wars story. I give it a thumbs up, but I've followed Star Wars all the way through, so now these are the prequels. It's just fascinating to me how many generations have now been exposed to Star Wars in some form. All right, and we're going to usher you out of this segment with a movie called Collateral Beauty.
We're here to connect. Love, time, death. Now, these three things connect every single human being on Earth. We long for love. We wish we had more time. And we fear death.
Did you lose a child, Howard?
Howard is a brilliant, creative, charismatic guy. He used to love life. Right now, he hates it.
I try to talk to him. I try to reach him, and he's not there. I miss him.
He writes letters.
Who are they to?
Howard doesn't write letters to people. He writes to things.
Time. Love. Death.
Kids write letters to Santa Claus. It doesn't mean they're crazy.
No, this is therapeutic. Who did you write the letter to?
I wrote the letter to death.
Nice to meet you. They're charmed, I'm sure.
Nope.
People write letters to the universe all the time. Most don't get a personal response, but you are.
I don't want this.
I'm time. I'm a gift, and you're wasting it.
You're gonna think I'm crazy, but I'm having conversations.
I am love. Don't try and live without me, Howard.
I saw you in her eyes when she called me daddy, and you betrayed me.
I'm the reason for everything.
If you can accept that, then maybe you get to live again.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it's time for Nail the Score. Like the man said, what's the idea here? I always qualify this, but maybe I don't have to qualify it. You know by now. And if you're just tuning in and saying, what is she talking about, nailing the score? No, you're not buying a hammer. No, you're not blowing up the score to a football game. You're coming up with a score. So, 2019, 16-13, 24-10. Etc. Any number counts. Whatever this final week yields in the NFL, whatever team we pick here for Nail the Score, the key thing is you are just guessing a team and you're coming up with a number. Think running in to 7-Eleven, Piggly Wiggly. Picture this, you get out of your car, but you got to plunk down a couple of dollars because you want to win millions. Well, you're not going to win millions here, but you're going to get bragging rights and some cool prizes if you correctly nail the score. And the key thing to nailing the score is not getting hung up on all the details. You are coming up with a scoring guess and a team. So on that note, and oh boy, and there is some big games because this is the last week in the regular season in the NFL. Can you believe we've gotten to this point? But yes, we have. We are here, my friends, and we're going to roll with it. So we have Jason doing the honors this time around. Jason, say hello.
Oh, hi there.
So how much snow is on dumped on the ground in Minneapolis? A ton?
A bit of snow. I don't know. It's been more rain in the more recent weeks here, but there's still snow sitting around.
All right, I like that. Still snow sitting around. So let her rip. Let's see what the game of the week is on this final weekend of regular stuff in the NFL. Brr, where's that sound? I hear no computer. Where's our supercomputer? Did it drop out?
I didn't know about that.
Okay, so there is no super. See, Nathan went away, and he took the computer with him, right?
I guess so. He didn't leave it with me.
Oh, Nathan. All right, so I'm going to have to close my eyes. I have a list somewhere here. Let's see if I can find it. This is high tech, this show. Well, see, this way they can't hack into us, though. Because I got hacked. I got hacked when I was in the Sunshine State. All right. Oh, wow. So here is the game of the week. The Patriots and the Fish, which means New England and Miami at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, where everybody is tan. This is the game that's going to unfold. It's pretty big because New England is favored by way more than a touchdown, 9.5 points. The over-under is 45. The Dolphins have had quite a season. The Patriots, with their 13 wins, could eclipse to 14. If you look at New England, of course, they're on top in the AFC East, much like the NFC East. We have the Cowboys on top and the Giants behind them, but out of reach, of course. They've already clinched all that up. However, it's still pretty interesting to see what's happened with the Dolphins, and they've overcome lots of injuries to reach the playoffs. So this is just one of those games as they play it out. They have a chance to clinch. You know, New England is fighting for the number one seed. They have a chance to clinch the top overall seed in the AFC on Sunday. So evaluating this is pretty interesting for what could happen here. I mean, the Dolphins are hyped up and they're ready to roll, and they want this as badly as the Patriots, you know, want this. Let's just put it that way. So on that note, let me give out the digits. 855-266-5283. And let's take them. We got, this is such a great crowd. I go away, I keep saying it, and everything that I've left behind for my year-enders, and everybody paid attention, including some of you emailing me. You can email me at americatonight.net. Everett in Washington, you get the first crack at this. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
Great. God. I'd say Miami 24, New England 20.
Ooh, so you like Miami to win this 24-20. I love it.
Yeah.
Could happen because they're certainly, you know, but New England's up for this because they're playing for that first seed, like I said. But, okay, I like that score, Everett. Thank you. Let's move to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
34-27.
Who?
Patriots.
Pats. 34-27. We got you, Dan. I like it. So far, we got one of each flavor. Just don't put that ice cream cone in your back of your pants. Went to crazy law, huh? Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We got a couple inches of snow. Actually, about 5 or 6. We did have some rain mixed in, but it turned back to snow. Yay.
Yay, snow is better than rain and is better than slush.
Yes, exactly.
I'm
going to go New England 31, Dolphins 17.
31-17. You know New England is playing for that overall seed, Sharon, so Tom Brady will be hyped up. Thank you. Stay warm. Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
35-27, Patriots. Good interview with Mark Cope.
Oh, yeah, I like Mark. He is such a good guy. So you heard that when we were talking about the top stories sports-wise.
He's pretty sharp, yeah.
He is. I love the way he talks, too. All right, Peter, we have you down. 35-27, Patriots. Thank you for calling. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Are we still using the computer we did the last 10 years?
Yeah, maybe it's time for an upgrade. I don't know. Maybe it's been hacked.
Well, I don't know. Mr. Kate's still holding the dartboard.
Yes.
Okay, here it goes. Patriots 38, Dolphins 17.
Pats again. All right, I like it. Pats. Dale, thanks. I'm glad that you found us and called in. Appreciate it. We got a bunch of people emailing, too. I have to always say this disclaimer, because we mess around so much with so many that call in and have fun with it. If you email, trust me, as long as you get it in before the top of the hour, you are in, my friends. We will not exclude you, let's put it that way. As long as it's in, you know, like this one. I got this one from Jake, who was on vacation. I sent you an email telling you I was on vacation. I love it, but I had to listen to Nail the Score. I didn't want to call in and get myself in trouble with the better half. I think that the Patriots win this 42-35. Wow. That means like atomic arm. 42. There's a lot of points, but it can happen. There's no score. That's the interesting thing about this. There's no score that's out of bounds. All right, I haven't said my score. I think that the Patriots win it, and I think the final score is going to be 28-21 Patriots. All right, Jason, we have to put you on the spot, too, as well. What do you think is going to happen? Patriots or Dolphins? Who do you like, and what score?
I'm going to take the Dolphins, 21-13.
21-13, Miami. All right, Jason, we got you. Jason's on a mission to find that computer. See, that's Nathan. Nathan did not leave that computer behind. I just know it. I know he didn't. Thanks to everybody who played. Anybody who emailed, don't worry. I promise I will put you in the books. Should be an interesting final week in the NFL. Thanks for listening, and good luck on Nail the Score.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.